I'll open the Senate Committee on Rules for February 23rd, 2010. We will have three appointments up this morning. I'm going to bring Mr. Whitlock forward. Committee Administrator, Mr. Whitlock is for the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. Mr. Whitlock, could you just tell us in a minute or two about your interest in the Ethics Commission and your and a little bit about your background?
Good morning, Chair Devlin, members of the committee. Last time I was down here appearing before a Senate committee, it was on a forestry matter when I was at the Department of Justice. It wasn't nearly as entertaining as the proceedings have been thus far this morning. My name is Ian Whitlock. My address is 7927 Southwest 31st Avenue, number 211 in Portland.
Oh, a funny man.
97219. I am currently an assistant general counsel at the Port of Portland. Prior to that, I was an assistant, senior assistant attorney general with the Oregon Department of Justice for 8 years. And before that, I was in private practice in Portland and Denver for 13 years. In my last two positions as a state and now a local government attorney, one of my assignments has been to provide advice to employees, colleagues on the government ethics laws. And in fact, at the Port of Portland, one of my duties has been to put together training sessions for the employees on government ethics. And it's in that connection that my interest in government ethics law has grown. I am pleased to be here this morning. I will honor the instruction to keep things short. My interest in the statute is, as I've said, in part because of my professional responsibilities in my last two positions, in part an intellectual curiosity in government ethics law and implementation. If confirmed in this appointment, I think that I would bring the perspective of a government lawyer and a local government lawyer in particular to the board, and I would certainly hope to give my greatest attention and enthusiasm to the commission's work. So that's it. I thank you again for the opportunity to appear before you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate you coming this morning and appreciate your willingness to serve. We will now go to the Quality Education Commission. Ms. Rasmussen, I believe, will be on the phone. Ms. Rasmussen?
There she is.
Ms. Rasmussen?
Good morning.
Good morning. Senator Devlin, I'm here with the other members of the Rules Committee. Could you just talk to us for a minute or two about your interest, in the Quality Education Commission?
Absolutely,
and your background.
I'd be happy to, Senator Devlin. And good morning, committee members. Thank you all so much for giving me this opportunity. As a 20-plus year veteran educator, I believe that it is very important that all of our students have a quality education. And one of my interests in being a part of the Oregon Quality Education Commission is that this group plays a very important role toward defining and achieving how we will meet the goal of providing that quality education for all of our students. I believe that I bring from the active ranks a perspective that would be helpful as the commission does its work.
Any questions for Ms. Rasmussen?
Yes. Thank you very much. This is Senator Atkinson. Can you tell me what is the National Labor College?
The National Labor College, and thank you, Senator Atkinson. How are you, by the way?
Good.
Okay. The National Labor College is a college located in Silver Springs, Maryland. It was previously known as the George Meany Center for Labor Studies. And it was accredited in the early 2000s.
And what kind of degree do you get from there?
I have a degree in labor studies and organizational leadership.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I got one other question there, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes on this commission, I've asked the following question, so just out of consistency, I'll ask you. What is your opinion of funding? We've seen funding for K through 12 go up over $1 billion in the last decade, but yet when we get into this building, it's all about funding, and people, I think, have very clear divisions in their mind about what education funding is. Could you tell me what your opinion is of our status right now? Is it adequate? Is it not enough? Does the commission only care about that? Could you elaborate on your thoughts?
Thank you, Chair Devlin and Senator Atkinson. I think that education funding is the resources that are necessary to provide for students in our great state the opportunities to continue into the next steps of their lives. As an educator, you know, we're tasked with preparing students for the rest of their life. And so without adequate funding to do that, that foundation is not nearly as stable as it should be or could be. And certainly I have been reading up on the work the commission has done to date and using the current data to inform that work, I believe, is most useful in trying to determine and define just what that funding should be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional questions?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, Senator Metzger.
Hi, Ms. Rasmussen. This is Senator Metzger. I just have two questions for you. In your role, you've been serving as president of the Oregon Education Association, correct?
Yes, sir.
So give me a kind of a both ends of the spectrum as you look at serving on this commission for quality education. What would you say might be the one key area in which the Oregon Education Association has helped enhance quality education in Oregon? And on the flip side, where do you think, because you know it's a very, very powerful organization, and where they've helped enhance education in Oregon. And then on the flip side, where do you think the Oregon Education Association may have been the biggest impediment to innovation in Oregon education?
Okay. Chair Devlin, Senator Metzger, thank you for that question. And that is an interesting question. I think that the key areas where Oregon educators and the association have been very instrumental in enhancing our education system is that we have been very involved in the formation and creating the kinds of standards as we've worked with the Department of Ed on those areas that we believe are most important to help our children to achieve. I think that additionally, as an educator, being on the front lines, we get to see all of the children, no matter what conditions they come from. I think it is important that there is a partnership between educators, the association, and the decision makers in ensuring that our children have the best, our students, not just children, but all through the education system have the best resources available to them, and that we have to have folks, not just those of us in the education system, but others knowledgeable about the practices and understanding how we can bring better knowledge and understanding for our children. The impediments to me are just that geography, community resources available. They get, we don't have a level playing field across the state. As you know, I am from Southern Oregon. I come from a small, mostly rural district. And it is very, very difficult to maintain the high standards when resources are limited. So I believe that we do enhance the process, and certainly with more collaboration and understanding, the whole system will be greatly improved.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any additional questions? If not, thank you very much this morning, and thank you for your willingness to serve, Ms. Rasmussen.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Everybody ready? I'm opening a work session, moving the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with a B confirmed en bloc recommendation. Appointment of Ian Whitlock to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, appointment of Gail Rasmussen to the Quality Education Commission, and reappointment of Diane Lovell to the Public Employees Benefit Board. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion passes. Senator Burdick, Mr. Whitlock is actually from your district. Would you like to carry the en bloc appointments?
I would be honored, Mr. Chair. Okay. I'm just glad and make an announcement that your appointments are carried over.
Okay. I would also like to announce that the appointments of Lisa Cross and James Parr will be carried over until the convening of the next Senate Interim Committee on Rules, which I understand will probably occur in either May.
End of May.
May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Around 28th, 29th.
This isn't it, is it?
This is it.
Are we going to have a committee party?
Yeah, we're waiting for you to put it on. We'll be there. We'll be there.
Country music?
You bet. I'll sing.
Or, Mr. Chairman, the good senator could just stick his finger in a vise and screw it down and hold it there till he can't stand it anymore and let it go. And it feels so good when you're let out. That's the party part. You get to leave.
Okay. With that, anything
are you
going to
get us gifts for our good service on the Rules Committee?
For the next.
Yes. All right.
If we merely escape,
it's under $50.
If we merely escape indictment, Mr.
Remember,
Chairman,
we got the director and the newest board member here. Okay, and with that, we are adjourned.